Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Baseball has what might be the longest history of cheating in American sport. And not just regular type cheating. I mean flagrant, stupid cheating. Only the Tour de France really compares in terms of a flagrant disregard for the rules.
So you're not allowed to watch The Crown unless you're at the gym. That's the idea. And as a result, you're going to start craving trips to the gym to see the next episode. And you won't feel any guilt about spending time watching TV because you'll be working out.
That's where Danny Ray Johnson comes in. He's 57 years old. He calls himself the Pope.
America is great, and it needs to be restored to its greatness. Amen.
Johnson was using Donald Trump's tagline long before Trump himself.
Today, samples from It Seems Smart, Life Kit, and the Pope's Long Con. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe even help you find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here email blast at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. Now, with special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Wiser Advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing, research, and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. The world of competitive sports is, well, competitive. And sometimes people go to great, even illegal lengths to get ahead, leading to stories that go down in the hall of infamy. You can experience some of these stories yourself with our first podcast this week, It Seemed Smart. Journalist and host Spencer Hall brings you a 6-part storytelling experience that enters the amusing, diabolical, and entertaining world of sports trickery and mayhem. He shares the absurd stories of stolen bats, pirated play calls, renegade cross-country road racers, and the pinnacle of all cheating, the Tour de France. It Seems Smart asks the question, just how far will someone go to win a game? The answers will amuse you. Go ahead and check out this clip from the first episode of It Seems Smart, titled The Great Albert Bell Bat Caper. The episode documents an incredibly odd story from the 1994 Cleveland Indians, who crawled through a ceiling, stole a bat out of an umpire's dressing room, and set off a chain of events that eventually involved a former FBI agent.
Bell batted cleanup that night. When he came up to bat in the first inning in a scoreless game, White Sox manager Gene Lamont made an unusual request. He wanted the umpires to look at Albert Bell's bat. Maybe Lamont was tipped off by a bat boy or was just suspicious of the way the ball came off Bell's bat the game before. Maybe he just had a hunch, but for whatever reason, Gene Lamont thought Albert Bell was cheating. Specifically, Gene Lamont thought Albert Bell was using a corked bat. We should pause here to talk about corked bats, which sounds like a British insult more than a baseball cheat. Baseball has what might be the longest history of cheating in American sport. And not just regular type cheating. I mean flagrant, stupid cheating. Only the Tour de France really compares in terms of a flagrant disregard for the rules.
The general idea is that you saw the very top off of a bat, you hollow out the middle, and you fill it sometimes with a cork, is the very literal definition. But the idea is you want a lighter bat for quicker bat speed, which leads to better hit balls.
Grant Brisby is a baseball writer for SBNation.com. He knows a lot about baseball, a lot about corking bats, and a lot about how corking a bat is a little bit of return for a whole lot of trouble.
One of the more respected scientific looks into this says that it might help with singles, but it definitely doesn't help for power.
In short, it's not a lot of gain for a whole lot of risk. Corking is illegal, and it'll get a player fined and suspended for a good chunk of the season. Back to the scene in 1994. The Chicago White Sox and Cleveland Indians are tied in the standings. Only one of them can go to the playoffs. They're playing games that are easily twice as important as any other game on their schedule. Games like a crucial stretch run game against a division rival, games where players and managers can leave nothing to chance. In the top of the first, with the Indians up 1-0, and the Indians' best hitter, Albert Bell, standing at the plate, White Sox manager Gene Lamont won't leave anything to chance. More specifically, he thinks Albert Bell is using a corked bat, and he wants the umpires to take a look at it. Exactly why isn't clear, but Lamont has more than a few reasons to be suspicious of Bell's equipment. Bob Dyer, again.
I think one of the reasons they suspected the bat to be corked is that Bell was hitting titanic home runs and hitting them regularly, and I recall seeing him make some swings that I thought, how did that ball get out of here?
In a high-pressure situation where managers have few options, Gene Lamont suddenly has options. The White Sox manager no longer just has to walk Bell or pitch to him. Instead, Lamont has a real opportunity to take the Indians' most dangerous hitter out of the lineup, maybe for more than just the one game, too. Not that he needed reminding, but Gene Lamont had a fresh reminder of just how dangerous Bell could be. The day before, the White Sox won the first game of the series 6-3, but watched as Bell crushed a two-run homer deep into the left field seats in the top of the first inning. He could ruin a pitcher's day fast. There is a real chess game going on here. Gene Lamont has nothing to lose in asking the umps to look at the bat. If he's right, Bell is suspended by the league for 10 games. Lamont has turned his opponent's biggest strength into a weakness. Bob Dyer thinks Gene Lamont had another reason to ask the umps to look at the bat. Bell would also be rattled.
I think probably in his mind, he thought worst case scenario is Bell gets upset and loses his concentration and has a temper tantrum that they stole his bat.
Lamont knew this wouldn't be solved quickly. There would be an official process to an allegation of corking a bat. The bat wouldn't be certifiably corked until it got to the MLB offices in New York. In other words, this would not be an eyeball thing or a matter of subjective judgment by the umpires on site. This next part gets kind of CSI-ish, fast.
A sample of the podcast, It Seemed Smart, from Vox and SB Nation. Discover the rich history of cheating in sports with It Seemed Smart, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. In our new podcast spotlight this week on Podcast Central, we're featuring a series of podcasts from NPR called Life Kit. And it's your one-stop shop for motivation, street smarts, and financial wisdom. There are four iterations of the Life Kit podcast: Secrets of Saving and Investing, Find Money You Didn't Know You Had, Exercise, Learn to Love It, and Eat Your Way to a Healthier Life. Each series is jam-packed with inspiration, expert advice, and everything you need to meet your 2019 resolutions. So whether you're looking to spend smarter, get fit, or finally get that new car, Life Kit will be with you every step of the way. Try a sample of the Life Kit podcast on for size with this series called How to Make Exercise a Habit That Sticks. The episode explores the elusive goal of consistent exercise using science, psychology, and economics. Life Kit has all the tips for overcoming that inertia and cutting out all your excuses. Take a listen.
Now let's talk about a tip that will actually get you moving day in and day out. It's something that Katie calls temptation bundling, and this is tip number two. Think about a television show that you love watching but wouldn't always admit to other people.
I guess I'm going to say it out loud. Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Of course.
And I really, really want to watch The Crown. I have not seen any of it. And everyone around me, because we work at NPR, has talked about
it. Okay, I'm with you. I love it. I can't wait till the new season starts.
Yeah. So you know, you had me at TV.
All right.
So here I am.
Well, my research has shown that you could actually combine watching trashy TV or highbrow TV, as long as you love it, like The Crown, with exercise, and it may actually help you get to the gym much more often. And we've shown that it can increase the rate at which people exercise if they combine a real pleasure that they look forward to with their workouts.
Ah.
So you're not allowed to watch The Crown unless you're at the gym. That's the idea. And as a result, you're going to start craving trips to the gym to see the next episode, and you won't feel any guilt about spending time watching TV because you'll be working out.
Hear that? You'll be craving it, Renita.
Yeah, so I've just got to make sure that my husband doesn't want to watch this too.
That is a very important thing about temptation bundling, yeah. You don't want to choose the wrong TV show and then have marital strife.
All right, next takeaway. Let's talk about goal setting. This is tip number 3. You want to set goals that motivate you, but don't trap you. So is your goal to work out twice a week, to run a marathon, to go to classes at the gym, or maybe just a power walk? Whatever it is, here's how Katie says to game it out.
It's super important when you set goals to set goals that push you a little bit. So you don't want to just say, oh, I'll go to the gym once a month.
I can do that one. I got it.
Good. Okay. Yeah. So that's a bad goal. You want to push yourself. Uh-huh. You also don't want to set a crazy abstract goal like 100 times this year. It needs to be more concrete. You got to think about what are you going to do in the next week? What sounds a little bit tough but achievable? And that's where you set your goal. And then another important thing is to give yourself a little bit of leeway for messing up. So there's this really cool research that I think we can all relate to on what's called the what the hell effect. So the what the hell effect says that if we fail to hit our goals, we can throw in the towel and go crazy. For instance, say you have a calorie goal today and you eat a little bit more than you were supposed to for dinner. You say, what the hell? And then you eat the cheesecake.
The whole pie. I've never done that, right?
The whole pie, the whole cheesecake.
I did that yesterday. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's the risk of goals. If they're tough and then you don't make it, you can throw in the towel and actually be worse off. So how do you balance these two things? Well, there's this really cool research that's come out of Wharton and UCLA showing that it's key to give yourself a free pass every once in a while. So if you set the tough goal, like I'm going to try to go to the gym 5 days this week, that's going to be a stretch, but I'm going to try really hard for it. Just remind yourself that you have a couple free passes. If you have a late night at work, you can take a mulligan and it's okay. You don't want to give yourself 5 free passes, but maybe 2. You're actually going to do better with the tougher goal, but the allowance for failure, those mulligans, those free passes in terms of efficacy.
Which is great. I mean, it certainly is something that I actually have to take a little more seriously and stop what the helling all over the place, because I'm always telling other people, like, be good to yourself.
Let yourself
and
off the hook.
I need to actually follow that advice.
New to Podcast Central, that was Life Kit from NPR. Conquer your fear with the help of Life Kit, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. This week's local podcast feature comes from a small church in southeast Louisville, known to its members as the Heart of Fire. From the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting comes the Pope's Long Con, a story of lies and deceits from preacher-turned-politician Danny Ray Johnson. The Kentucky State Representative calls himself Pope, but behind his persona, cultivated, built up, and fine-tuned over decades, is a web of lies and deception, a mysterious fire, attempted arson, and alleged molestation in the church. Take a listen as this bizarre truth of cover-ups, conspiracies, and collusions unfold in a story you'll have to hear to believe. Here's a sample from the first episode of The Pope's Long Con, Welcome to Pope's House. The episode explores the overnight rise of Danny Ray Johnson, a conservative politician who brands himself as a true American hero. In this snippet, award-winning journalist and co-host R.G. Dunlop discusses Johnson's recent political campaign, which strangely mirrored that of his political ally, Donald Trump.
Guess what? This is a Donald Trump and Dan Johnson against the likes of criminal Clinton, Hillary Clinton, and lying Linda Liu.
Facebook videos like this one were the fuel for his successful run for office.
Let's defeat them. Let's show them that the good old boys matter.
The videos flooded Johnson's Facebook page leading up to Election Day. He rambles, talks about his life's accomplishments, and aligns himself with Trump. He says the media went out of their way to attack Trump.
The same thing's happened with me. I've had this onslaught of negative media.
In reality, Johnson's campaign got virtually no media coverage, except for stories about his racist Facebook posts.
You're elite people that think that we are nothing. You don't count.
He insults President Barack Obama and Islam. Johnson also batters his opponent, Belcher, with attack after attack.
She has killed over 80,000 babies in the last 20 years. She's been in office 12. She's lobbied for killing babies for 20 years.
No, that is just a fabrication to try and make me look bad.
Belcher is a lifelong Bullitt County resident.
I was a principal and a teacher for 32 years. I've worked very hard to establish a good reputation in this county.
Her husband Larry held the 49th district seat for 6 years before he died in a car accident in 2008. Belcher then served 3 terms. She's a Democrat in a county that's becoming more and more Republican.
Oh, I think people get disenchanted with what's going on in Frankfort and Washington, and we have young people who have different views about what they want. And there doesn't seem to be the party loyalty that there was at one time.
That's where Danny Ray Johnson comes in. He's 57 years old. He calls himself the Pope.
America is great, and it needs to be restored to its greatness. Amen.
Johnson was using Donald Trump's tagline long before Trump himself. Several years before running for office, Johnson had made a name for himself in right-wing and libertarian circles.
We're in a country right now that's not loved by a whole world. We're in a country today that's hated by a lot of nations. But I will tell you what I do know and what you know and what all those countries know, that when there's ever been a need, our country has been there because we do believe in God.
This is Johnson in 2013, before giving the invocation at a Reclaim America Now rally outside the White House. He's wearing a clergy collar and a black suit with a cross around his neck. He's a big guy, about 6'2" and 200 pounds. He's got thinning blonde hair and sideburns.
I've got a lot of friends here today. I've got Americans here today.
At the rally, Johnson introduces himself as Bishop.
I am Bishop Dan Johnson, pastor, founder of Heart of Fire Church, Heart of Fire Ministries.
He talks about his supposedly heroic actions after 9/11. Then he offers a prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come before you. We ask forgiveness. We have worshiped other gods and called it multiculturalism. We have endorsed perversion and called it an alternative lifestyle. We have exploited the poor and called it the lottery. We have rewarded laziness and we've called it welfare. We have killed our unborn and we've called it choice.
A year later, Johnson was back in Washington. This time, it was for a rally called 2 Million Bikers. The crowd was actually less than 100,000. The bikers had come to D.C. to protest a Muslim event.
I am an infidel because I believe in Jesus Christ. I am an infidel because I still love this country. And by the way, I believe the Constitution needs to stay intact.
Yeah. In another video from 2014 on guns.com, Johnson holds an assault rifle and rails against the government, which he'd be part of barely 2 years later. Here he answers questions from Ben Phillippe.
Why do you feel it's so important as a Christian to be armed?
I believe, you know, Jesus taught us to be armed, It is important.
And you got an AK-47 there, I believe.
Yes, it's like one of my favorite home defense, and it's also one of my favorite anti-mean government guns.
You know, it's a gun that works.
It works.
Very dependable.
It's dependable. The real reason for our Second Amendment rights is that we have a gun to keep a mean-spirited government off of us that if they go crazy, you know, we got to have something to be crazier with. So that's what it's for.
In our local spotlight this week, the Pope's Long Con. Uncover the story of one of America's latest grifters with the Pope's Long Con. Available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up, let's wander over to the Apple Podcast Charts to check out what's hot and sweeping the nation via itunescharts.net. Well, we find 2 new podcasts have hit the top of the charts since we last talked. The first is The Dropout from ABC News. It's a 6-part series about Elizabeth Holmes. She was supposed to be the next Steve Jobs, but when it turned out her tech didn't work, her lies were exposed and her company imploded. The podcast, The Dropout, is number one. The other number one is also a newcomer. It's Mobituaries with CBS Sunday morning host Mo Rocca. The new podcast looks at the life of a person we all love and remember, but instead of a linear approach of from birth to death with interviews from those who knew him or her, Rocca takes an audio journey into, as he says, the reevaluation of the life, courtesy of clips from CBS News' archive and fresh interviews with friends, lovers, and experts. That's Mobituaries, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call us at 513-294-8030, and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.